Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Michael, thank you very much for that. Now, a town in North Cork is holding a gathering of solidarity this evening to remember road victims killed on the N20 through the years, with renewed calls for a long-promised bypass. 10 pedestrians lost their lives in the town of Charleville in the past decade, along with many other fatalities on the main Limerick to Cork route, with locals frustrated at the pace of much-needed road safety improvements. Our reporter John Cook joins us live now from Charleville Town Centre. And John, you might tell us what's happening there now.
Yes, Sarah, a group of locals, people gathering as I speak to you right now at the Town Plaza in Charleville. It's beside the library, it's across the road from the AIB Bank, and unfortunately it's been the scene of many devastating road fatalities in recent years. The signs say, Charleville says, enough is enough, we deserve a safe main street, and they are calling for action, not more feasibility studies in terms of road safety measures this evening. Now, I'm joined by a number of people to tell you more about it. Anyone who has passed through Charleville on this main N20 Cork to Limerick road knows it, unfortunately, as a bottleneck. And in any of the talks we've had about whether there'd be a motorway or a bypass here, Charleville often features on the programme. But someone who can tell me much more about it is Claire Scanlon of the Charleville Community Forum. She's a town centre resident here in Charleville. And Claire, tell me about this evening and what is purpose of this gathering is.
Thanks, John. Well, the purpose is really, it's for action. Like, there are so many lives lost. We have 10 alone in Charleville over 10 years. The N20 is actually four times the national average of deaths have occurred in the N20. You're talking about Ballybeg, outside Buttevant, Rourke's Cross, and, like, nothing has been done. There is a complete and utter disconnect from the powers that be to do something to save lives.
People, listeners to Drive Time will hear the traffic in the background. Traffic moves pretty slowly through Charleville. There's so many heavy goods vehicles coming from Cork Port, I think, heading for Limerick. That's the issue. You want them taken out of this route. You want it bypassed.
That, absolutely, John. And the other thing about it is, like, they're doing safety measures. But the safety measures that they're working on at the moment won't remove one HGV off the main street. And as the Cork County Coroner said, Dr. Michael Kennedy, he said, we doubt removing the hazard and taking away the hazard, which is the HGVs. We're only clutching at straws. I mean, is that not enough reason, like, even to even contemplate some type of action?
Now, I was here last year for a protest. We covered it on Drive Time last June after some very sad deaths. Has much happened since?
Very little has happened since. Like, as I said, just a few ramps. Noticing, say, look out for pedestrians. It's not the pedestrians. There's no need to be victim blaming here. The infrastructure for Charleville has not happened for many, many years, and the surrounding areas. It's time for the infrastructure to change here.
Anne Enright is with the Charleville Community Forum as well. Will you tell me about this candle and 10 white balloons that are being held by one of your colleagues here?
Certainly. We're here tonight. We have the 10 balloons. The 10 balloons commemorates the 10 lives that have been lost in Charleville on the road over to the 10 years. And the candle is just our way of showing a bit of respect towards those who've lost their lives and for those who've been injured.
Very soon you'll release those 10 white balloons into the air. Thank you, Anne. I mentioned that at this very spot, this time last year, two of those 10 deaths occurred, because sadly, it was yesterday, 1 year ago, that Margaret Lyons from Charleville, a very much loved mother, grandmother and wife in her 70s, was fatally injured on the road here. And I think what shocked most people was that it was just over 2 weeks since a similar incident had occurred. As if it wasn't shocking enough, 84-year-old Patrick Galvin lost his life crossing the road here on April 28th last year. He was from Newtown Shandrum, a very popular and much-loved dad, husband, grandfather, former Golden Vale employee, and a man Helen, his daughter, will tell me loves singing, the GAA. You must miss him terribly.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having us this evening. Yes, we do miss him terribly. It was such a shock. I mean, the 28th of April last year has changed all our lives and has done forever.
He was crossing the road at this very spot.
That's correct. He was coming out of the bank. He was crossing the road. HRV didn't see him. He didn't see the HRV, and it was instant. Unfortunately, Mum and I weren't around at the time, but we found out eventually, unfortunately, that it was him. That
devastating blow. He was enjoying his retirement otherwise. And when you realised that this could happen again only a couple of weeks later to Margaret Lyons, and our sympathies to her family as well as yours, it must have been devastating all over again to realise that this is happening too often.
It was, John, and as well as that, it was more anger than anything else as well, because within those almost 2 weeks, absolutely nothing was done within those 2 weeks, not even to curb the speed of traffic. And then all of a sudden, poor Margaret lost her life coming the opposite side, just going across to the bank.
Canon Donal O'Mahony is with us as well, the parish priest here in Charleville. You've officiated some very sad funerals, I'm sure, in recent years.
Yes,
Needless deaths.
I have, yes. And of course, they're very sad and they're very sudden for everybody involved. In fact, Margaret's daughter got married only a matter of a few months after that accident last year. So obviously it affected the family, mm-hmm. you know, in a big way for that important event in their lives and in the family circle.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the situation in Charleville? You said it's a bit like, to anyone listening in other parts of the country, it's like Nace, you said many years ago.
Yeah, when I was a student in Minute College, it was like, it was the same. It reminds me now of then, you know, going to try to get through Nace in those years with all the traffic. And I think Charleville is more or less like that now. That's the way it has come to me in recent times. Mm-hmm. Very like Nace.
You'd like to see solutions before there are any further injuries or fatalities, those lives being remembered this evening. Cork County Council has told Drive Time this evening that following on from last year's protest by the Charleville Community Forum, they're engaging with Transport Infrastructure Ireland. They've a suite of safety proposals. They are progressing well on the ground, and there's a potential relief road currently in the early stages of development to take, I think, to take traffic clear out of the main street. But construction timelines are subject to funding availability, options assessment and planning approval. That sounds like that's going to take some time. What do you think of that?
What I think of that is that can be fast-tracked and prioritised if the will is there. I mean, like, there's a Ryder Cup coming on in there. They're able to get everything sorted there very, very quickly.
The Adair bypass due to happen by 2027. Yeah, exactly. You think it should be fast-tracked in Charleville?
Of course it should be. I mean, we've lost lives here in Charleville. You know, it's the only town in the country where 10 pedestrians have lost their lives over 10 years. If that's not a catalyst for change and prioritising and fast-tracking a bypass, what is?
Helen, signs, speed ramps, warnings, but you need more than that for your dad, for your family, for others, so that this doesn't happen again.
Absolutely, John. As far as I'm concerned, all this, these speed ramps, the signs and everything, they're only a band-aid. They're not the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is simply a bypass. You know, 30 years on and there's still not even a shovel in the ground to start this bypass.
I'm going to leave it to your events. It's been stressed to me, Sarah, that this is very much a non-political event this evening, but it's no secret, I'm sure you know, that road safety now is very much the pressing election issue here in Charleville, in North Cork. They'll be releasing balloons. There are prayers and some words to come. But for now, it's back to studio and to you, Sarah, from Charleville.
And John Cook, thank you very much for reporting from Charleville in County Cork there. Lots of you getting in touch on 51551 about that issue. Sheila in Ennis says traffic calming and street design would reduce the risk for people in Charleville to do the simple things of crossing the road or moving around their community without the risk of death or injury. Another person says, I drive a school bus from Charleville to Limerick, utter disaster of a road, totally unfit for purpose. Well, you can keep your text coming, 51551.